Hello, everyone, and welcome to Food with Mark Bittman. As always, you can email us at food@markbittman.com, and we will respond. Please also subscribe to this podcast and rate us highly, preferably wherever you get your podcasts. Consider, too, subscribing to our thrice-weekly newsletter, The Bittman Project. That's at bittmanproject.com. You can also reach us at markbittman.com. And that newsletter is part of our spanking new, well, now, what, 6 weeks old, fabulous website, where this week you'll find a really amazing story by Holly Haynes about winter peach cobbler using jarred peaches, something that we all intrinsically despise, perhaps, but which are great in this cobbler. A pasta with breadcrumbs made by me, and a story by Carrie Conan about how to make hot sauce at home. Just try not to inhale too deeply. Plus, in case you missed our interview with Jamie Oliver, that was last week's podcast. You'll want to catch up on that. We'll be right back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I was really excited when I found out we could get our next guest, Mavis J. Sanders. Mavis J. has been a chef and food activist in the city for the last few years and climbing in notoriety, popularity, and wisdom every year, as you will hear. I've hung out with her 4 or 5 times and really have been impressed by her. And this is a really interesting conversation, primarily about God's love we deliver, but we get into many other things. Mavis J. started cooking at a very young age, like 7. Again, as you'll hear, with her grandma, who she says was the church cake lady. As cooking became, as you'll see in our conversation, a sort of safe haven for her, and the years passed, and she got formal chef training, and she spent more and more time in the food industry, much of that time in upscale restaurants, she became aware of the many injustices in the food world, and she did not a total about face because she stayed in food, but a big adjustment with regards to what specific aspects of food she was most focused on. Many of my heroes have similar stories. She has a deep understanding of the connection between food and social justice, and she applies that understanding in extremely meaningful ways. I'm so happy that we did this interview, Kate and I, and I'm so happy to share it with you, this interview with Kate, Mavis J. Sanders, and me. So here we go. Welcome, Mavis J, to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
You have this kind of unique or at least unusual profile in that you are a chef, but you're also, you're a formally trained chef and you're also a real social activist. So there aren't that many people who do both of those things. And in my mind, in our minds, at least, activism and cooking are really strongly linked. So we'd love to just hear your thoughts on that, how you got your start in both arenas and how that connection between them plays out in your life.
I started out in food simply because it was just a decision to make. I think I was in a college prep class and they were like, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, I don't know. They were like, when was the last time you were happy? And I was like, last time I was happy. At the time I was going to high school in Italy. And they were like, when was the last time you were happy? And I was like feeling homesick at the moment. And they were like, I was like, okay, cool. How about, cooking with my gram? They're like, that's a profession. You can do that. And I was like, great. And I told my parents I was going to do it. And they were like, no, you're not. I feel like they saw it as just domestic work. And something, as people coming from the South, that they had worked very hard to get away from and didn't necessarily want me to go into that. And they saw it as a hard life. I pursued that against their will. And if I was going to do it, I wanted to be really good. I wanted to be amazing. Initially, when I started, I was like, I'm going to be master chef. I'm going to get all the certifications. It's going to be great. And then it was a little bit of a struggle to get your foot in the door, get my foot in the door when it came to fine dining, because I didn't have an in. And it seemed very much like you needed an in. You needed somebody who's going to be like, yo, this person is going to be somebody who understands your kitchen culture and is going to go hard, essentially.
Like work nonstop.
Right. But not only nonstop, but just only to be obsessive. Right. You can have people who are hard workers and they'll just continue to do the same things day in and day out. But to be people who are obsessive about being better, when you have those kind of minds together, it creates a different kind of web and it pushes you forward at a momentum that I don't feel like I realized was happening until I was out of it. The activism part of it came, it was just as I was learning. It was the experience of, working at the world's best restaurants, eating at the world's best restaurants, and realizing that the ingredients that I had access to only when I was working wasn't something that I could feed my community, wasn't something that my cousins were ever going to eat, wasn't something, it was my parents' 35th anniversary, a once in a lifetime thing when they could come and enjoy that food. Wild. And I just had it in my heart that that doesn't make sense to me. Definitely not with the ethos that I was, raised with. So the idea of realizing, I don't know, Mark, how you grew up eating. But for me, realizing that everything that I was eating was poisoning me, or I had everything that was around me that I had been exposed to generally was something that was taking away from my life force. It'll really mess you up. And it'll really mess you up, especially it messed me up while I was watching one of my aunts pass from congestive heart failure. There was a moment where she was in a coma and then she woke up and she was begging. And I was like, I'll do anything. I just want to live. And then was gone the next day. And it was golly, she lived in one of those towns that there's no... you drive into town and it's every Long John Silver's, Hardee's, McDonald's, a liquor store, and then maybe a super cheap food place that just sells canned foods on racks, and there's no fresh vegetables. And I grew up listening to things like Man in the Mirror, and so those things get in your head. I don't think people realize that, but it's just okay, cool. The ethos of, if I want something to be different, then I have to do that. Yeah, that's my life story.
Well, not entirely, but did you wind up starting cooking by cooking with your gram? I mean, did you do that for some period of time, or you jumped right into something else?
She was the cake lady at our church. My family, the church that they attended, was like big in the civil rights movement. I have my aunts and whatnot, like they babysat for MLK, and like that was like a part of how they supported our community, was like selling cakes and raising money to donate to get people around. And that was just the thing. Like in her kitchen, there was like a random bar stool, and I had an apron, and like she would have me sit there, and I would like separate eggs, and I would mix things, and it was a safe place. And so kids can, you know, you get to your teens, they start to be a little rabble rousy, and in order to not get my butt whipped, it was easier to, you know, stay in the kitchen and just be there. I wasn't in it because you saw me in the kitchen. So it was a safe place. And it was also a place of, you know, when you have cousins who are loud and boisterous and comedic and stars of different sports and things like that around town, it was an easy way to get recognition. Because like when people, you make a good cake or you, you know, make a good pie and people are coming in the house and they're having a slice of it, they'll come find you to tell you it's good. And then they'll be like super shocked because they're like, oh, snap, like there's this small child running around here whipping it up like Betty Crocker.
But when you were at that school and they said, when was the last time you were happy? And you said, cooking with my gram. Did you then go back to cooking with your gram?
No, because she had passed. She passed, and then we immediately moved to Italy. And then, like, all these things that they told us were going to be great about moving there. Because, you know, like, when you're a military kid, they prep you about, like, being good about moving and, you know, how to blend in and all this other kind of stuff. It wasn't true anymore because 9/11 happened. And all of a sudden, like, all the freedoms that people had, like, socially, being on a military base and being in Italy, no more. So it was like just being confined to only being on the base. It wasn't the same like, oh, you can go out to the Italian markets and like, you know, leave school lunch and go, you know, eat somewhere else, like outside of base and go to the local like Italian spots. So I had a little bit of a different experience with that.
And did you get to eat Italian food, or was it like you're stuck on the base the whole time?
I ate a lot of food from the base and commissary. For my birthday, there was a place called Buffets, and it was a spot that was fire roasted like whole chickens and like fried potatoes, and that's all they did. And that was like the thing that I wanted to do every year, was to be able to go like eat off base. And that was a spot that was close enough to base, and a lot of Americans did go there, and so I felt like my parents were comfortable going there. And they served you like room temp Coke because they didn't have ice. And I thought it was like the coolest and most Italian I was.
So we don't need to talk about your time in fine dining because it's definitely not the most interesting thing here. But I do want to say that going back to what we were talking about before, you worked at Blue Hill, you worked at Untitled at the Whitney, and then you talk a little bit about the juxtaposition of that kind of food and then fast food and seeing how people are fed growing up. And was there a moment for you working in these restaurants that you just realize this is not it?
And when I first started, I like drank the Kool-Aid pretty hard. like I was in it. and there's still a lot of aspects about it that, you know, when somebody's skilled at something and somebody does something really well, you know what I mean? You can't deny that. I would say it was like an avalanche of things, like not even like one particular moment. I can remember a moment where a sous chef that I had was like working audition, was like, had finally got it, and the chef had agreed to taste it, and he like took it to the chef, and like chef never ate it. Like another day went by, and they're like, okay, cool, and they were coming with this dish, and time had passed, and the chef had walked off, and he hadn't tried it yet, and so he gets it again, he replates it, he does it again, and then he's giving like all of this to this dish and like really wanting someone's approval, and the reaction was just like so blasé and borderline belittling. And I was like, I never want to do that. Like, I never want to have that. Like, you, like, that's not what I want. It's not, there's nothing appealing. I don't look at that situation and go, oh, I'm going to be the person that he treats differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just wanted to not treat people like that in the first place at all.
You know, I mean, but yeah, like, feedback is, there's an art to giving feedback. right? There's an art to being a leader. And for some reason, those are things that people just feel like they can do without any training. But everything else in life, you get training.
One could argue that giving feedback is one of the most important things we can do in life. So it is true that it's weird. There's no training for it.
Right.
Stay tuned for more from Mavis J, Kate, and me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, folks. We have a new sponsor and an interesting one. We all take about 20,000 breaths a day, and Americans spend about 90% of our time indoors. That indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. And indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So, what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code BITMAN, B-I-T-T-M-A-N, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to our listeners, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use the promo code BITMAN. Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that. Available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You know, when I first started spending time in restaurant kitchens, which was probably late 70s, early 80s, it was really a culture of youth abuse is what the culture was, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like you, if you wanted to be a chef, I mean, I'm talking about fine dining, but if you wanted to be a chef, you might start when you were 14 or 16, and you had your ass kicked literally every day. Mm-hmm. And that was the way it was. And outgrowing that kind of culture, since the New York sort of restaurant scene is kind of grew out of the French tradition of that is a process. And, you know, part of that process is people standing up to that kind of abuse.
I agree 100%. It's a process. I also feel like, I wonder, like, in the world of, like, where all those things are happening, like, for me, like, I grew up as a person who, you know, who was spanked, right? I legitimately was like, if I ever have kids, I'm not spanking them, right? Like, it's just like, I have been hit before. I'm not excited to hit anyone ever. Like, I don't want to do those things. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, what somebody could take as, you know, I think as a prank is harassment. And I know how it feels to be, like, singled out and embarrassed in front of, like, you know, brutally in front of, you know, a mass amount of people. And, like, I don't want to do that to anybody. Like, a lot of what I do now is just, like, how do we create safe spaces? Like, there's no, you don't have to worry about, you know, being harmed, where you can show up and actually try to develop as an individual. Like, you can just be like, I want to show up and, like, try to be good at something. I don't need to be beat down while I'm doing that, right? Like, if anything, we should be uplifting and empowering. Things are going to go wrong. I don't need to yell at you about it. Like, you know what I mean? We need to sit here. We need to talk about how we're not going to do this again, like, and what went wrong. That's a lot. That's, like, really difficult to coach into people who have been in situations where they've only been berated because they think you're trying to trick them.
So this is a perfect opportunity to talk about your work with the kids.
I have worked with some formerly incarcerated youth, some young adults. Like, first of all, like, I really don't want to do any harm. Like, that's the first, like, I know that. And it's like, oof, if I'm going to react swiftly from a place of panic or fear or frustration, that's probably not going to come across well. Let's not do that. And generally, like, at this point, if somebody does something that frustrates me, I am quick to be like, ooh, you know what? I'm gonna take a second. And I have been told by my students that I am very patient. And they're, like, commenting consistently on that. Because they're like, oh, if somebody did that to me or somebody talked to me like that, especially, like, when we're working, like, out in the public and stuff like that, they're like, oh, like, I would have. And it's just like, but we don't have to. We don't have to. What we know is that this person is acting out in a way and something is causing that, right? So what is there anything that we can fix? Is there anything that we can adjust? How can we accommodate for this in the future? Most time people are getting frustrated because they feel like they're not being heard, or there could be a point of them being in pain, or, like, you know, they're ashamed or embarrassed by something. We can pinpoint that. We can pinpoint that, and we can eradicate that. So let's figure that out. I think that if you're in restaurants and you're used to people who will bend over backwards to make a guest comfortable, and whatever goes wrong is on the staff, the first time people see you tell a guest that they're wrong, they lose their minds. Like, they're like, oh, you know, and all of a sudden it's a whole, like, people feel, like, empowered. Like, somebody's going to believe me, right? Somebody is going to, like, advocate for me to be treated like a person and I can have dignity in this way of like, I'm here to provide a service. Yes, this is a service. I am not a servant. I'm here to care for you. And so how do you put that environment out there? Is like, yes, we're doing a thing, but really this is just about caring for our communities and our neighborhoods in a way that is restoring dignity to all parts.
I thought this was the first time I met you. You're really smart. That's so well put. That is really so well put.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
We're both on the Culinary Council of God's Love We Deliver. I wonder if you want to talk about that kind of awesome organization a little bit.
Yeah. You want to give God's Love some love.
Always. I freaking love God's Love.
Me too. We had Chef Andre on a few weeks ago.
Yeah. He gave you all the stats. Here, let me tie this in then in a different way, right? God's Love, amazing organization. But I think why I love them so much is because like a lot of my work is just like, I just want to feed people good food. I just want to feed them things that's like, you know, things that are nourishing their body and help them get to the next place. And God's Love is like on the front of fighting for that kind of access. But also every class of like students that I've had, they're so open to like letting them come in and see, you know, how the sausage is made. And it's so important to see such a large production in full swing, to be able to participate in that, to come and volunteer and also have like people who are around you. Like if you ever go in there and volunteer, I know y'all have, but like there are people who are like legitimately just cheerleading as they're going, right? They're like, you're cutting through, you know, a box of carrots or something, and they're like switching out the boxes for you. And then like super excited and encouraging you while you're doing it. And then giving you information about like what you're accomplishing and the people that you're going to be helping. And also when they walk in, especially like most of my students tend to be, you know, Black, Hispanic, maybe every now and then a couple people of Asian descent will be sprinkled in there. And when people think about fine dining or like eating out at restaurants, there's an assumption sometimes that they're like, oh, you're going to take us to a place that's going to be like all these white people. And especially when you're going into Manhattan, and then they go in there and they see a huge array, diverse people, but they get to see a bunch of Black chefs in power who are like making a thing happen and doing it just they're doing it for a job, but also there's like a real love and passion about what they're doing. And that space doesn't really exist anywhere else. And then they, you know, they meet the drivers, meet the people who are packing, and they can see themselves in another environment that isn't necessarily a quick service restaurant where there's always a ton of people of color. And that really hypes them up. And so God's Love has really been open and in a way that they invest in the communities that I am from and am looking to serve as well. And so that, you know, is always really exciting to me. When we talk about food access, you know, I've stewarded, led, created, you know, produced events that are focused on getting areas that do not have any, you know, food of any kind of like real nutritional value, getting them access to that, just bringing it to those communities. And a lot of that tends to be in, specifically in New York, in Bronx, in Brooklyn, and God's Love, you know, almost about 50% of the food that they, their clients reside in the Bronx and Brooklyn. I think it's 25% of the clients are in the Bronx, 23 or 24 are in Brooklyn. And like, I just can't help but see them as like the holy grail and like a bigger scale of like what is possible, of like what the things, the projects that I've, you know, stewarded, like they can do it on such a grander scale. And I really love that.
It's so true. And it's funny because when you think of the term well-oiled machine, you generally don't think of like a warm, cozy environment, but they managed to do both. It's like the most organized, kindest. It's sort of like a utopia. It's crazy. And I mean, they just do it so well. How many other places can you really say that about? I don't know.
Okay, last question. What'd you have for dinner last night?
So I am on this kick because, you know, it's the top of the year. Called We Got Food at Home. I don't know if y'all grew up with this, but it's something like my mom would always say, and it's become a running thing. A lot of jokes about, you know, in the community or in my community, parents would be like, yo, we got, like, you'd be like, yo, can we eat McDonald's? Like, you got McDonald's come money? They're like, no, nope, cool, we got food at home. And so
He was definitely like that when I was growing up. And still, I'm like that.
I'm like, there's so much food here. I gotta eat what's here.
Yeah, for sure. And so, like, I've been really being like, I'm gonna go grocery shopping and I'm gonna cook it. I'm not just gonna be have these like wild ideas and let it rot in the fridge. And so last night We Got Food at Home was braised venison over white rice.
Oh my god.
My dad is a hunter, and he will pack my car when I go down for Christmas with coolers just to bring stuff back up. And I grew up eating venison. I grew up eating game meat. I didn't realize that other people used to be like, this meat's so gamey. And I'd be like, I don't understand. It's because that was like my standard of what meat tastes like. And I crave it. I crave the sausage, like the smell in the morning. And so we had a couple like frozen bags, like cube steak. So I had braised it like the day before and just ended up putting over some rice last night because I got a little lazy.
I don't think casually making venison can be seen as lazy, but okay.
Thanks a million, Mavis J. And I'm glad you two got to meet, and I hope to see you soon. And really, thanks again.
Of course. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Mavis J.
Of course, I want to thank Mavis J for joining us today. Thank you, Mavis J. You can find her at chefmavisj.com. That's chef, MAVISJAY.com, or on Instagram at Chef Mavis J. And be sure to also check out God's Love We Deliver at glwd.org. That is one great organization. Thank you to Kate for producing the show and co-hosting it with me. To our splendid engineer, Davis Lloyd, who I'm making work double duty these last couple of weeks as I try out a new microphone. Thank you all for listening. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and visit us at bitmanproject.com and subscribe to our newsletter. Thank you so much, and join us again next week when we will have somebody amazing. Bye for now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.